As fortune tellers read tea leaves or coffee dregs, Kelly and Palini from Oroville Eco Service search every day through our garbage to reduce our environmental impact. So let's take a closer look to our wastes. What can we learn from them? What do they tell us about ourselves and our relationship with the outside world? Could it even be a way for us to become more responsible and grow in consciousness? In this program, Renu and her team of two unknown volunteers introduce you to a new type of yoga, the yoga of waste.
Initially, the service was started by Stefano very long ago, and it started in a very simple way. At the time, there was not many, there were many Orvillians, but maybe not as much waste. And the waste grows along with the temptations in the supermarkets. Before, we didn't have all the options we have today. So the waste was much less. And Stefano started off with the man on a tricycle and would simply go and pick up waste when you had waste. Okay. Then, if I'm not mistaken, I think in 88, is that what that man said?
Yeah.
Amrit, that used to live in
Verité,
and built and created this space. And so this became a main space for dumping the waste. Then slowly another group came along. Then the service grew. They bought a vehicle, two vehicles, did some infrastructure. So it was a long and slow process from something very simple to something now which is relatively big. Not that big. Today, there are 8 Amas, 1 driver, and Palini and I, which is the coordinator of this activity. Okay. The team has changed, and we came onto the picture on the 1st of Jan of this year. Okay. And so since then, we're just trying to reorganize it, cleaning up what was ugly into trying to beautify it.
We are taking that Oroville. 70% of people, 30% of Orwellian which is not using any eco service. January full month we collected 9 ton of waste from the community. So, and landfill we send it, landfill means which is not, you cannot separate it. That 3 and 3.5 ton, it went to landfill. So rest of that 6.7 ton, which is useful to recycling. Okay.
How have you been able to reduce the amount that goes into the landfill? That's what I would like to know.
So ultimately, it's by being more picky on the segregation, bringing in more attention to what can be resold, what can be reused. Let's start from, we segregate into 60 different categories here. So there are maybe 7 categories of plastic, there are different metals, there are different papers, there are PET bottles, there are so many different categories. When something goes into the landfill, it means that we do not have a buyer, or we haven't found the buyer that can actually reuse that material. For instance, I'm very excited because in the last 2 months, I think just in plastic we have reduced 500, 600, 700 kilos of that bio-PP?
Bio-PP, yeah.
Which is Lay's plastic, Lay's package, biscuit package, foreign noodle package. Let's see all the plastic that shines, you know, has that silver.
Foil coating.
And which goes crunch, crunch. So I call it the shiny and crunchy plastic. Derrière le camion poubelle, quand je prends le riz, qui fait nuit de lever, en coucher de soleil sous le soleil, la brume sous la pluie, à force de regarder le ciel, j'ai fini par trouver cette mélodie. À quel point la terre est belle, autant que l'homme. Oh, I want to say one thing, which is another success I'm very proud of and happy. Yeah. Tetra Paks. I've found somewhere it can get recycled. because Tetra Paks in Pondi, in the whole area here, is being landfilled.
So is this being sent back in? I know in Gujarat for a while there was a company, then it burnt down. So did you find a place nearby?
I found somewhere in Bangalore. Then I've been in touch with them, Then they contacted me with this sub-company in Chennai. And now my aim, and that's my big aim, is to introduce to the local buyers to start collecting the Tetra Pak. So the same way as PET bottles, what I call PET bottles is all the Coke bottles,
yeah.
In the beginning there was no recycling for them. Now there's recycling in the very beginning. And so I keep saying, you see, they had no recycling then, today you have recycled. Same thing with Tetra Paks.
So you always have to research the market.
Yes.
Is that what you do, Kali? Is that what you both do, or who primarily researches the market? You're the market.
Market is only Kali. Yeah.
And you're the community contact person. Yeah. Yeah. I think you guys are a great team.
I could really put 5 points out to the community that would make a change on this side.
Let's hear them.
First is rinse your jars before putting them in the waste. That is a simple individual action that makes our life easier here. And it's so simple.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay? Otherwise, we have to wash them. Secondly, plastic bags. Your soap, whatever it is. No, not soap. Your cheese. You rinse it. When it comes here, it gets put into a category that has value. The moment the plastic bag is dirty, it is not put in a good category. So that would reduce the landfill. That would help us
recycle
better. So those are the 2 points. And the third point is when you have any doubts of segregation, when you have a setup that is hopeless, contact us. We have somebody that can come. So if you do these steps, it just makes it easier for us, you know? Just this jar and plastic would make a big difference. And fourth, please, everybody, your medicine, don't send it to us. All the pills, whether they expired, not expired, take them to the health center. The expired one, they will incinerate it. And the non-expired one will be given to the villagers for a better purpose. So no use to, we get sacks and sacks of medicine. And then again, I have to take it to the health center.
Yes.
What about the batteries? How are you guys dealing with the batteries?
Ah, which batteries? The household batteries, like they call them.
Okay.
Avoid. That's all I can say.
So you would recommend people use rechargeable batteries, expensive rechargeable batteries?
Or rechargeable, like still people have the torches with batteries. You can buy torches where you plug it into the electricity.
Mm.
If everybody just did a little step, we can make a change for this little area. And I really believe that. When your waste comes into EcoService, we all have to bear it for 3 days.
Mm.
And, you know, it doesn't go into thin air, huh, your waste. There's a whole other world behind what happens.
You throw it in the garbage and you forget about it.
You forget it, but there's a whole different world behind the garbage.
Yes.
It's a change of consciousness from the beginning. It always, I know it sounds like such a big word, but slowing down, being more conscious, being one with the nature,
taking
time, thinking. You know, it's that same chain that I was talking about with the garbage. It's us also. We charge people for that waste they produce. I like to say that, the waste they produce. Because then it changes the... We are not charging what we pick up. We're charging for the waste they produce. And I think that's a key that just comes to me now. And I think you'd be surprised. People say, yeah, we're already paying you guys. Excuse me? You're paying us for what you put. So then you are responsible of your waste, and as a responsibility, you're paying. And the one good thing we do, if there is good waste, we buy the waste. So we also buy the waste, whether you have metal whether you have valuable waste, we will buy it from you.
So this is the service that Surian was kind of running.
Yes.
So you have incorporated
yes,
that completely
absolutely.
And you're taking that up.
Yes.
So you actually go, you assess what the person has,
yes.
you'll purchase
it. We have
it.
A list of the rate.
And some people might want to give you stuff of value.
Absolutely. We're very happy because I tell you, it's a struggle every month. So when some wastes are being given, it's a donation towards
eco service. So
we
encourage people to get rid of their heavy metal, their larger waste here, because it actually you will sell it and that money will go
yes.
back into the service as yeah. it should.
But
give us an idea about what you're charging these people so maybe more people are interested in joining in and how will they contact you.
There's a slight difference in between Orwellians and non-Orwellians. 50 rupees segregated and 100 rupees non-segregated for a sack.
200 liters.
200 liters.
Okay. All the communities, we have a minimum 5 barrel,
okay.
maximum 7 barrels. So minimum we ask 5 category to sort out.
Okay.
So plastic, paper, and mixed, which is
sometimes not able to segregate.
Yeah. So the mixed, and glass,
yeah.
and sanitary.
Okay.
So this 5 maximum they need it.
Okay.
If they want like battery, if people using more the battery or
hazardous waste.
Yeah, out of that other waste,
yeah.
they can put the steel and things, it'll be 7.
Okay.
And how often do you go to communities? Once, twice a week, depending on what they need?
Depends of some community, we got to complaint from the driver. Then the next time I want to see first, I need to observe. Then I have to talk to the community. When I got a complaint, I cannot immediately to complain, but I wanted to observe also myself. I have to go without knowing them.
Yes.
So driver or community, I will not tell, I will go and see myself first. Then I will try to call the people and to talk to the right person. So this is the way I am working out.
But how often depends? Like we have regular pickups. Solar Kitchen will say, every this day of the month or every this day of the week, and then we have a set amount of
schedules.
Yeah. But there's something I really would like to share is we all know that humans create waste, and me the first, I know that. And there's a difference in between knowing it and seeing it. And it was really amazing because we've had the high season. We came in when there was the high season. And right now, the season has gone down, and it is shocking to visually see how much human create waste. So many human left, and this much waste is less. So, again, we all know it, and I'm the first to know it. But then when you actually experience it, see it, oh my God, it's incredible. Really incredible. Je me dis que ça ferait un beau bordel si on nous payait pour faire le tri. De 9h en coucher de soleil, on travaillerait à l'infini. Au lieu d'un parc naturel, on vivrait dans une déchetterie. We have a lot of other private people that are living around Orwell. And maybe some of them are more ecologically concerned and would like... Is there any plans to perhaps include such people? They can pay a fee, they can be part of it. Tell me a little bit about that. We have about 10 places.
We have more than 10 places.
Yeah,
now it's increased.
It's increasing.
Okay.
But basically we welcome the people because for me it's not just I'm really not doing it. I'm doing it for the earth. And I think that's the big difference. I'm doing it for the earth. It's not Orwellian, non-Orwellian. We're totally incapable of doing the whole villages. Forget it. Right now, it's not possible. But the people that have a little bit of consciousness and want to do that effort, we have to welcome them. Why not? It depends why you're doing this. And if you're really doing it for a bigger purpose, you have to welcome them. 2 weeks ago, a lady by the name of Sabine, she came. And actually, her coming here had such an impact. More people started liking the Eco Service Facebook page. I think she's been talking. She came here 2.5 days, and she was pretty shocked and educated. And if only two Orwellians or three or five Orwellians a month would just come and spend 2 hours here, already this would change a little bit the understanding of this black hole that happens
after you throw away
after the waste. If somebody would come and help with the pickup, it means that one amma more could do the segregation. Even if somebody says, okay, 2 mornings a week, I'm going to help do the pickup. That's 8 bags of segregated
waste.
Waste, which will, because every amma segregates 8 bags a day. And then in May, we have to stop 2 ammas because we don't get that much waste.
You can't do that.
We have to. And they're on temporary. Yeah, you have to. You can't. We have more than 50,000 rupees.
63,000
rupees of wages every month, Renu. You know what that implies? Where do you get that money from? And if we don't have enough sacks for them to segregate...
On top of that, we need to buy the sacks and... mostly in Auroville, people thinking Eco Service, they are getting a lot of money because they have a mindset. I don't know how they got it. Maybe there's some reason. They're thinking like they're paying for where we are collecting that waste. They don't know how we are working out here and we are paying 8 ammas and driver, vehicle, all the maintenance is here. They're not thinking. They're just thinking they are paying something. So that surely is not enough for us to work out this, all the things, you know. So that Auroville people a little bit need to be more conscious of, well, they have to come here and to see at least. They don't need to work, at least come and see our, to visit our places, how they're working. Then they have to see how we are selling, at what the price we are selling, what the, you know, then they have to understand. So this is the things we need to change into Auroville first.
We would like to have a 1 month, one every 2 months or every month of a kind of sale of the good stuff that come through. Do sort of a little market or with the shoes. There's some.
It could be like a backyard sale, you know?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But so far we haven't had the time to hardly breathe, you know? And so these are all the things which will slowly come once there's a base established.
Yeah. That's great. What are the next steps? I know that Mark and Oak are doing a lot of upcycling, and I keep thinking, you know, eventually even it's having something right next door here where they can actually start using the stuff might be interesting.
We got the site permission to create a combined area where there would be a wasteless, eco-service and upcycling together.
In the future, our aim, Auroville has to be center of waste management in India. We are trying to bring it that level. It's going to be that expanded more, but our aim first to be Auroville and Tamil Nadu in India. So we are trying to be a model of India. We are working out for the waste management. It is our dream. We are trying to work, you know, the dream always to when you are push yourself, then only you will get a dream, will be a success. So we trying ourselves. It's good opportunity for us, three of us, to work together, wasteless and upcycling eco. So this will be for good opportunity to develop ourselves. It will other step to develop.
And how do people contact you? Through which way can they contact you? You're in the phone book, in the Auroville phone book under Eco Service?
We are in the phone book. We have an email ID.
Yeah.
You have a Facebook page?
Yeah, yes. We have Facebook. We have a website.
Ecoservice@auroville.org.in?
Yeah.
Or... So ecoservice@auroville.org.in.
Otherwise, you call Palani. What's your number?
944-3535-172.
And you can call Palani and arrange for a pickup.
Yes.